Runaway Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. From Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, we present the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Good evening, Red.
Good evening. Wait, now you've thrown the show off timing, you know. You're just supposed to say, hi, Red. Now you've put in something, we're dead.
Well, I know I'm supposed to say.
Before you said
yes,
that.
I know I'm supposed to say, hi, Red, but I think it's kind of silly standing up here saying, hi, Red, hi, Rod, hi, Red, hi, Rod.
Well, at least they can't say we're warmongering. You must think you're Walter Kunin or somebody.
Well, if you ever catch me saying hi there, Red, or howdy, Red, or hello, Red, you can have $10 for my salary.
Oh, I can't do that, Rod.
Why not?
10 from 7 don't go. That's better than what's written here, believe me.
Yes, sir. Anytime I say one of those corny hiya, Red, you can have $10.
Okay, it's a bet now. Sure. Only, but I'm superstitious about betting. I don't like it even money, you know, like that. So either make it higher or lower. Or you want it higher or lower?
Higher, Red.
Higher, Rod. That's $10 you owe me.
That's no fair. You tricked me. I should have said lower.
Lower? How you spell lower?
L-O.
Hello, Rod. You want to ad-lib, go broke, go ahead.
Let's talk about something else.
All right, hey, you know anybody like to buy some medals cheap from the last war?
I mean, medals the kind that you pin on your chest?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
I hear that General Myers wants to sell his good conduct ribbon cheap.
Well, I see you've been following the congressional inquiry.
Which one?
Howard Hughes, Red.
Fine, Howard Hughes, Rod. You be Abbott and I'll be Costello, huh? You take the high hooper and I'll take the low hooper and I'll be looking for a sponsor before you. Huh?
Well, I give up the bets off. I'll give you the money after the show.
Oh, forget about it. Hey, I've got an idea how we can make a fortune, though.
Really?
Yeah, a new way of making money. You listening?
Sure, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Yeah. I knew your rabbit blood would come out sooner or later. No, I've got a new way of presenting a program. Now, there are a lot of programs on the air nowadays with contests. Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a contest in all contests.
How does it work?
Well, it's open to anyone who's listening to the Raleigh Cigarette Program. Raleigh listeners, this is all you have to do, is to send us $10,000 or a brand new convertible coupe or a combination radio phonograph, and we'll send you a statement of 25 words or less saying how we appreciate it. All you gotta do is guess who is Mrs.
Well, you know, I think if you run a contest, you've got to give the people something.
Yeah?
Even if it's only something silly looking to put on their mantle.
Yeah, I know. Well, you don't have to look at me, Doc. And now here's our beautiful Nita Ellis. And by the way, she's going to be the queen of the Don football team this year. Is that right?
Yeah.
You're going to come down there. Well, that's what you get for getting kicked around. What are you going to sing tonight,
the
Nita?
The stars will remember.
So will we.
Now the stars and I, we share the lonely lane. But in my solitude, it seems I hear
Scrapbook of Satire. How do you like that? He's got followers now. I hope that piano takes its little hammers and beats both of your heads in with it. Chapter 21 tonight is entitled Radio Fanfare. I love those Dave Rose arrangements. Yes, sir, boy. Here I am down the radio station. I sure wish I could find one of them quiz shows. I love to stump them experts, you know. I really stumped them, too. I've been on 10 of them, and not one of them could figure out what I was. Now they got me in the funny papers every Sunday, you know. And then, oh, there's Rod O'Connor. Howdy doody.
Howdy, Clem.
Say, where's the newsroom around here? My ma sent me out to get the weather reports and had to come in out of the rain, you know.
Weather report?
Yeah. If it ain't going to really rain, why, she's going to wash my face, you know. That's a brilliant line, isn't it? You'll never hear anything like that again, I'll tell you.
Well, I've got a best pocket radio here. Let's see if we can get a weather report.
Okay.
Listen.
It's going to be windy, isn't it? Huh?
No, Clem, that sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette.
Sounds like it's got a so slow leak in its tongue.
No, it's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Really? Yes, it's moisturized to cut down those throat-irritating tars present in even the finest tobaccos.
Well, I guess it's like me and my ma. We moisturize the milk we sell.
You mean pasteurized?
No, we don't put pasture in it. We just moisturize it. See, we put water in it. That's to cut down the strain on the churn, you know.
Well, the moisturizing with the new Raleigh 903 process is different, revolutionary. Mm-hmm. That's why a jury of 14 distinguished doctors agrees no other leading cigarette gives you less throat irritants than the new, richer-tasting yet milder-smoking Raleigh 903.
Yeah. Well, a lady and her little... Oh, wait a minute, that's the wrong one. Wait a minute. When my mom... Butter fingers, I can't turn one page at a time. You know, when I smoke Ma's corn cob, it ain't my throat that bothers me. She grabs a barrel stave and irritates the seat of my britches, you know.
Well, then take my tip. I tell everybody to smoke the new Raleigh 903. Moisturize to cut down throat irritants.
Well, maybe we...
The taste is really rich, yet the smoke is mild.
See, I memorized this and I came in, please. Hey, maybe it can cut down the irritant of my sore nose, you know. I've got a very irritated nose.
Well, I noticed your nose was bandaged. What happened?
It got bitten.
Really?
Yeah, I tried to blow the foam off of a mad dog's mouth.
Chapter 3 of A Little Boy and His Dog.
Child be. Oh, Junior!
Oh, Iron Lungs is on the prowl again. What do you want, Junior?
What are you doing in that tree?
Hmm?
Are you in that bird's nest?
Oh, no. I'm playing Tarzan up there. You see, and me widow dog is the lion, see?
Oh.
So I just Weiss Millered up here, you know, just now I'm out on a limb.
But you're not out on a limb.
If you don't believe what I just said, I is.
I'll help you down.
No, I can jump.
Ooh. Are you all right?
Well, now, let's see. Oh, wait, my leg! My leg's missing. I lost my leg.
Your leg is not missing.
Yes, it is too. My leg is gone.
You only have two legs, and they're both there.
I'm talking about the chicken leg I got out of the ice bar. Oh, look, the puppy's eating a chair. Come here, give me that. Chicken bones is bad for puppies. They'll splinter and make you choke to death. You shouldn't do that.
Oh, I give up.
Huh?
Which reminds me, you'd better bring your dog inside and hide him.
Why?
Your mother will be home from work soon. And if she sees him before I have a chance to explain, she might not let you keep him. Now, hurry.
Okay. Come on, puppy. Come on, boy. Come on, go in the house. You know, he hates you. Go in the house.
I wonder why.
He used to belong to a veteran, and he don't know where the house is. Come on now, boy. Now go in your house, please. Go in your house, will you? Please. Look, pick him up and show him in there, Mark.
Okay.
Now what are we going to do? The dog's inside, but we're still outside.
Oh, well, open the door real easy and we'll sneak in.
Okay. Hurry. Now we are genuine in the dog yard.
Oh, well, let's try again.
Okay.
I had it. Now hurry and close the door.
Okay. Yeah, boy, let me in. I forgot to come in. I saw outside. Now the dog is out again.
Well, look. I'll toss the dog inside the house, and then you run in and shut the door fast.
Yes? Okay, I don't know where we is now. All right, now, I got you hold of it now. 1, 2, 3, fight! That did it, boy. Now what happened? The puppy and me's outside, and I'm watching now. Goodness.
Well, you know what, Junior?
Right.
That dog's smarter than we are.
Well, speak for yourself, kiddo. Speak for yourself. There must be some way of getting him in the house. And I got it. Now be ready to slam the door. Yes. Look out, here comes the dog catcher.
Yes!
We do it. Boy, here, dog. Now get your head from under the rug there. I was only kidding about the dog catcher. You know.
Oh, I better phone your grandfather and warn him that there's a dog in the house. And to be friendly, so he won't get bit.
Ah, why, the way he staggers around, the dog couldn't get a good hold of him.
Junior, your grandfather does not stagger in. He's been awfully tired lately because he has to take care of his family.
What?
And he has quite a load on his shoulders.
I've got news for you, Kay. He's got quite a load, but he's not on his shoulder, boy.
Come here.
Don't you hit me. Don't you dare. Don't you look at me like that. You just give me the expression like you was mad and you was going to whip me. And I will tell your news.
You will tell what?
I will tell everybody that you was with the pilgrims on Plymouth Rock.
But I was not. I'm not that old.
Oh, no. Hey, Werner, Miles Sanders, he's upset because Priscilla turned him down.
Poor lad. I'll have to introduce him to Pocahontas. That's enough. So you keep an eye on that dog while I go and fix dinner.
Stop barking now. My, you are the funniest looking little dog I ever seen in my life. Did you ever know how funny looking you was? Look at yourself in the mirror. Don't be sad about the way you look. Don't put yourself between your legs. Now, don't you break in my little heart and do this. You should never be afraid to look at yourself in the mirror, because when you look in the mirror, you see yourself as you really are. Now, watch me look at myself. You see what I mean? You see what I mean? Now, you happy? You happy? Here, stop licking me, kiss her. Will you stop that? Quit it. Your germs will make my germs sick. Now, quit it. Where are you going? No, get out of the living room. You're not... Come here, doggy. Don't pull that scarf on the piano. It's got the flower vase sitting on top of it. Please let go. Let go. Please, that's Namor's favorite vase. No. Well, sure, I couldn't have done a better job myself. Look at that vase. It suddenly lost all its personality.
Junior, what broke? Good heavens, my expensive vase.
The vase. The vase.
It's a vase.
Vase, vase, it's was now.
Who did that? You or the dog?
Now, puppy dog, you stop pointing your tail at me.
Why, he's a bird dog.
Yeah, a widow stool pigeon. So help me, Nemo. I didn't have a thing to do with this catastrophe. The dog did it.
Very well. That dog has got to go.
Oh, no, Nemo, no.
You get him out of here.
Oh, no, please. I can't help it if a widow of me has rubbed off on him.
I said that dog has got to go.
But he's so smart. He's so intelligent, he is. Smart. I've been training him, you know. I show you see the trick I taught him?
Yes.
All right, come on, boy. Here. Now, sit up and beg. Come on, now, sit up and beg. All right, have it your way. Lay down and beg, then.
Junior, I think you better get rid of him.
Oh, now, look at the way he's licking your hand, Nemo. He loves you. He knows you're either a kind woman or he wouldn't be licking your fingers like that. You must use Jergens lotion or something like that. You know, he either licks your hands because he likes you, or you should start eating with a knife and fork. I don't know where. You know. He knows that you wouldn't turn him out. He knows that. Why, your heart is too big. Why, your heart is as big as you is. In fact, I think that's why you are so big. You're nothing but a big, fat heart. You know?
I guess I can give him one more chance.
Number two.
Now, wipe away those tears.
Okay, I'll wipe away the tears. Boy, someday she's going to find out about this umpteen onion in my hanky, and I'm going to be a dead duck.
Now, if you really want to keep that animal, you hurry and hide him until I have a chance to talk to your mother. You know she doesn't approve.
Right, Captain. Come on, puppy. Come on, right. Oh, somebody got the door. I wish you could have got the door. Welcome to Nightmare Alley. Mummy dog.
Oh, thank you, Junior. I forgot my keys.
Uh-huh. Hello, Lorene.
Hello, Mother. A dog.
Well, that's a fine way to speak to your mother.
Now, be quiet, Junior. Mother, you know the trouble I've always had with dogs. Where did he come from?
I don't know. Where did I come from?
If I had the return address, you wouldn't be here now.
Boy, you sure that love me, don't you, huh?
Junior, where did you get this dog?
Well, he followed me home.
Oh, I know that gag. He followed you home because you had a bone in your hand.
Well, naturally I had a bone in me hand. Me fingers would be awful flabby without it.
Oh, take him out of here. You know I'm allergic to dog hair. They make me sneeze.
You with me? He thinks you're barking at him. Here now, puppy. Now, don't be afraid of Mommy, please. Now, she's not as dangerous as she looks. That's only lipstick on her mouth. She ain't been a dog in 2 years.
Oh, I'm going to sneeze again. I can't help it. Junior, get that dog out of this house this minute.
Why, because you're anemic?
Allergic.
Oh.
What's more, we can't afford to keep him. Now, he'll eat us out of house and home.
Oh, no, he won't. He's a very light eater. He only eats light, in fact.
Maybe the dog won't eat too much, Lorene.
No, he won't. Of course not. Look, I'll open the refrigerator and see that nothing will tempt him in the least. And here, look. Look in there, puppy. Look. Look in there. Well, you might as well turn off the electricity.
Junior! He cleaned out the refrigerator.
Oh, no, he didn't. There's a few ice cubes left in there. Heat them up for dinner. I'm kind of hungry, my child.
Listen. That sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Yes, it's moisturized to cut down those throat-irritating tars present in even the finest tobaccos. A jury of distinguished doctors says this about the new Rolly 903. No other leading cigarette gives you less throat irritants.
Yes, Rolly 903 is moisturized for the revolutionary new 903 process to cut down throat irritants. That's why Rolly 903 brings you a rich, full-flavored, yet milder smoking cigarette.
Smokers, follow the lead of Maria Montez, starring in Atlantis, a Seymour Nebenzahl production released through United Artists. Miss Montez says, quote, I chose the new Rolly 903 every time because it's moisturized. It tastes better and it's milder smoking. Unquote. So friends, why not take this tip from Miss Montez? Smoke Rolly 903. Moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Remember, it's moisturized to cut down throat irritants.
Dave Rose and the Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play the serenade from Student Friends.
Chapter 1947, entitled An Award. Red, we have a pleasant surprise for you. May I present Mrs. Luther Lathan, President of the 17th District American Legion Auxiliary, and Mrs. Elsa Shalvert, who have a citation for you.
I'm very happy to know both of you, Miss Lathan and Mrs. Shalvert.
This comes straight from the heart of the women of the 17th District American Legion Auxiliary. We feel no one deserves this very special present more than you. and with it goes our everlasting gratitude to you. And now Mrs. Shallop will make our presentation.
Thank you. May I say to you, Red, and to your sponsors and vast radio audience, that I feel privileged to present this award of merit for your exceptional and humane work during World War II. Our award of merit reads, American Legion Auxiliary, 17th District, State of California, Distinguished Service Award, presented to Red Skelton. In recognition of his outstanding and humanitarian services towards the entertainment of the armed forces in World War II, and his continued activities in behalf of our hospitalized veterans. Signed, Mrs. Luther Latham, President, Mrs. William Cobley, Secretary, dated this 25th day of November, 1947. And Red, I've been asked by the auxiliary members to tell you that they will always remember your generosity of spirit. Also your willingness to go to the far outposts where there were small units of the armed forces who needed a chance to laugh to overcome their homesickness in those early trying days of the war. We felt you were unique in these efforts, and furthermore, you have continued your great work in this vital post-war period. Thank you, Red Skelton.
Being a member of the American Legion myself, I know what a great honor it is to receive your award of merit. I don't feel that I've earned the right to this award because anything we do enjoy, we can't consider it an effort. I assure you that my small contribution was a pleasure, and in the future I will try to live up to its full meaning of this great honor. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being with us tonight, and we hope you liked our program well enough to do this again next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Raleigh cigarettes.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry air.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crisp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who know and appreciate quality pipe smoking. Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Raleigh's invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Listen to the people are funny with Art Linkletter next Friday and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and is brought to you by the makers of Raleigh cigarettes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.